Well, we have a live show, and obviously we do have our experts with us. And so let's get them on the screen. Let's have a quick chat, answer a couple questions, and get you back and working. So with that, where are you guys? There you are. Now, you know, when again, we're talking about all of these methodologies, and this is the typical question that always comes up. And I know, Dave, you mentioned it, and Deb, you mentioned it as well. New platform, all of this stuff becomes easier, but how do we still sort of battle that question of justifying the methodology overhead, if you will, to the business? Like a lot of, there's still that perception out there that when you add Scrum or Agile, like the actual processes around that, when you add testing, or I should say structure testing, because in theory we're all testing, right? You guys both said in Dev 11 or TFS 11 or now Visual Studio 2012, all of that becomes easier. So does that actually mean that the conversation to justify putting all of this in place, does that now become easier? And if so, what do we highlight, or what developers should highlight to their business folks that's changed that now it would make it easier to get buy-in?
Well, you know what? Having, you know, people, a lot of people like to complain about the process, right? I've got, you know, I just want to do my work. Just, you know, don't get a process in my way. But where process becomes easier is when you've got tools that help you implement the process. If the tools fit in with the process, then that is what, you know, makes it streamlined. That's what helps you to do your day-to-day job without the process getting in the way. And I think, you know, when people start using things like, you know, the web interface in the previous versions was, you know, it was okay. It was there. It gave a way to access TFS assets through a web interface without having to install a client. But that's really what it was. But now it's so much more than that. With the task board, you know, it's just so easy to, you know, reassign tasks to people, move them into different sprints. It's just, it's simple. I've worked with so many customers who built their own task board in the past, right? Because they needed a tool to manage that process. Or how many shops do I go into where there's a big whiteboard with a bunch of post-it notes sticking on, you know, sticking to this whiteboard, or they're moving things around on a chalkboard. And those are tools they're trying to use to try and make that agile process easier and more visible to the whole team. And, you know, with TFS having, you know, the new web interface and storyboarding and feedback, you know, all those tools just feed into that. So yeah, I think when people start using it, they're gonna realize just how much it's gonna save them.
So is it a fair assessment to say then, just for those particular tools, that hey, you know what, you're already using those tools, you technically have the processes in place, it's just not formalized into tools, but now you have the tools, so in theory all of this should actually be easier?
Absolutely.
Right. So then I'm assuming, Deb, same thing on the testing side, right?
It definitely. And you know what? I've worked on many teams moving into Agile and teams doing it. And like David was saying, you know, whiteboards all over the place with sticky notes and columns and that. And you get managers walking through that, you know, really aren't part of the IT team. And they see that and it looks like total confusion to them. And, you know, you know, we had a guy come through that was in upper management, and he said, well, what if someone walks off with one of those sticky notes? You know, and we're all thinking, is he going to be hanging around tonight? Anyway, you know, now that you've got a tool that does it, you know, it doesn't look so confusing to managers and people. Now, I don't think for the people sitting at their desks that, you know, the board was great, because they didn't have anything else, or they had to spend a lot of money on something else. But now they've got something that's built into everything they're already used to if they're using Microsoft tools. So it's just a perfect fit. And I think for management, you know, when you show them that, well, there's a whiteboard we were using, and this is what we're now going to use, I don't know how you couldn't sell them on it. It's like, you know, it just makes so much sense.
There used to be a transform from that board over to the you know, TFS. You know, you'd have the board up there, but you still got to check in against the task, and you got to
update
the work item. Well, now it's all, the board is part of the tool.
Yeah.
So, you know, the managers come in, and they just, because you're updating everything in TFS, they're just running reports right? From their point of view, they can look at a story's overview report and see how we're doing on a particular user story or requirement. Meanwhile, we're looking at a view from a task board point of view. What do I got to work on next? So, you know, it's collaboration and visibility.
Makes sense. Definitely. And it's a great segue. Almost like that was scripted, but no, this is a live show. Great segue into that collaboration piece. You know, I know one of the big things about the new platform is that all of these additional stakeholders are now involved in the process, more so than they ever were before. What are your thoughts on that? I'm assuming that's a good thing, but is that going to add in additional complexity into a project, or ultimately reduce the complexity in a project with having so many people involved?
Well, you know, there's always going to be those teams that are, you know, they take it a piece at a time, right? You know, I've seen so many customers that their first jump into Team Foundation Server is just for source control. And it's so much more than that, right? And then, you know, some teams get the testers involved and they write test cases. And but now, you're right. I mean, everybody, you've got that whole collaboration. And not just that, everybody has their own tool. So everyone's feeding this repository of information collaborating through tools that they're used to using, right? Project managers are using Project Server or Microsoft Project, and BAs might be using Storyboard or Feedback, and the product owner might be using the Feedback tool, testers are using Test Manager, developers using Visual Studio. We're all using the tools that we're used to using every day, so what's to get in our way, right? And so all it really means is that we have new tools to hand out to the other parts of the team that might not have been as involved, but the visibility that they're going to get on the product through those tools, they're going to love it.
Makes sense. And then Deb, same.
On top of all of what David's saying is just the visibility that as a tester that I can see what development's doing. I can see what unit tests they're running and developing. I can maybe even help them with, you know, adding more functionality to
their... We're losing Deb there for a second. Come back to us.
So,
now we have her video, but we don't have her audio. Actually, I mean, that's the beauty of a live show. By the way, just so that everyone knows, that Deb is, in fact, in – where did you say she was? New Brunswick, right?
New Brunswick.
So,
New Brunswick.
You know, it is what it is. I'm glad that we got her for the period of time that we did. And actually, you know, it is actually that time of the day where we actually have to get off the air and go back to – let everyone go back to lunch and the rest of the day. So. Yeah, there you go. Well, actually, she's technically in a time zone ahead of us, is she not?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So there you go. So with that then, even though she's not here, Deb, thank you so much, Dave, so much for sharing your insights with us. And actually, you're going to be back, Dave, for another Tech Days TV session in about 2 weeks or so, going even further into Team Explorer. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to give a demo and try to walk people through what the new Team Explorer does, the new intuitive Team Explorer as it is.
Beautiful.
Look forward to it.
Well, likewise. And then again, for you guys all, we'll see you again in 2 weeks or so. And until then, a video, of course, as always, will be posted shortly after the show today. So you can see parts of it that you missed. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to put them into the LinkedIn group, the Canadian Developer Connection LinkedIn group. Dave is there. Deb is there. Myself is there. Any questions you have, we're more than happy to answer them for you there. Until then, we'll see you again in about 2 weeks. Have a good rest of the day.